Morning.
Good morning. We're live. We are live at Edge Got In, and thank you for taking the time once again to join us at Edge Got In. You can find more information as well as a download for the Bible study, the virtual Bible study, that our goal is to champion human potential in Christ. And so the themes and the topics that come up are aligned to be able to remind you of all that the soul always knows and our flesh too often forgets. So these are just simple reminders in this Earth School experience to help us to remember that we're here first and foremost to make God recognizable in all that we do. Too often we think it's all about us, our initiatives, our goals, moving forward, our plans in life. And the reason that God wakes us up is for his purposes, to make him recognizable through our expressions of love, kindness, gentleness, gratitude, and all of the fruits of the Spirit. So this morning we're going to focus on a very, very powerful set of scriptures found in Philippians 4, 2 through 9. And there's five power themes that we are going to jump into this morning. And I'd like to just begin in prayer and just ask the Holy Spirit to guide us as we learn and pull out what's for us and what can add more levity to our daily life. Sweet Jesus, thank you so much. You call us to take every thought captive and make it obedient to you. Perhaps this is the one practice that will allow us to release stress and anxiety within our lives. Give us the grace today, we pray. Then we pray for the grace to pause and pray about everything in our lives that spins or bumps us out of your peace. You call us into a peace that passes all human understanding, and we want more of that. The world screams for our attention, and we are thrown hundreds of shiny objects during the day that distract us from surrendering all that we are to you. So may gentleness flow through our intonation today, through to ourselves, our inner intonation, and to those around us. Bring us back to that peace that passes all human understanding, and give us the grace to pray about everything rather than giving into anxiety and worry. In your most precious name we pray. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Well, good morning, sister. Here we go. We're jumping into five power themes that are captured in Philippians chapter 4, verses 2 through 9. And we're moving through the steps of learning and growth here. And so our first place is what are we going to learn? Focusing on the problem in the situation is specifically in these scriptures addressing anxiety. And again, stress is the power that we give to outside circumstance to define our worth, our value, and what we believe we're capable of handling successfully. So this is an invitation to take back that power that we give to outside circumstances. In Philippians 4, verses 2 through 9, specifically, when it says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all, for the Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything." Mm-hmm. Say what? No way.
I love that scripture. Oh my God.
Is that, not be how is that possible? You know, and so the scriptures, whatever God calls us to, I keep remembering this when I memorized in college, mm-hmm. whatever God calls us to, that he's faithful. So here we have people, an invitation. The Lord is near. First and foremost, it's important to look at the scriptures that precede, that basically bookend something that pops out to you. So the bookend scriptures to do not be anxious about anything, but pray about everything. The first one is the Lord is near.
Yes.
The second one that bookends this is that when you are able to pray about everything, the end bookend is the peace of God will transcend your understanding. Yes. So we have this kind of sandwich invitation. Do not be anxious about anything, but first and foremost, it's so essential for us to draw into God and out of our circumstances, because it's that power that we give to those life pop-ups that happen to us that spin us out of that place of inner peace. And then anxiety begins to wreak havoc. In fact, it's 125 thousandths of a second when we label something outside of us as threatening that the body responds with the stress response and only offers us three choices, fight, flight, or freeze.
Right. Yeah, it's important. I think this is one that, I know we'll get into the reflection piece, but this is a scripture that really needs some reflection because we all are bombarded with so many things during the course of a day, so many stressors, some that we don't even realize will stress us, that will cause anxiety, that it's important for us to be guarded and prepared for that. And I think that scripture just grounds me. You know, do not be anxious for anything. Whenever I am, and we are, it's human nature to be anxious. It's human nature for us to go into a fight or flight. That's the way that's the way we're built. But how can I ground myself in that moment? And I think that scripture is a very grounding scripture.
Absolutely. And it requires that invitation of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Even if it's one of the most powerful bomb prayers, it's like the prayer that you pray when you're sinking, right? Is mm-hmm. Peter's bomb prayer when he's on the water and he looks at the situation, he looks at the waves, and he gives more power to the waves than to his remembrance of what his soul always knows, yes. That all things are possible with Christ, that Jesus promises never to leave us or forsake us, mm-hmm. And that he is close to the brokenhearted, saves those who are crushed in spirit. These are all of the verses that we literally forget when we are literally shaking hands with the waves in our lives, yeah. And we begin to sink. And he simply says, Lord, help me.
And we have to learn to do that, right? That's one of the things we know to do, but we haven't taken it and really learned how to do it necessarily. And that's when we need to take the time to really just, you know, call him when those troubles, instead of giving in to flesh and fear.
Absolutely. And it's, again, it's proclaiming. It's using the power of our word to stand against the strongholds that will spin us out of peace faster than we can even imagine. Right. Because at one moment we're at peace and the next we're spun. So our invitation truly here is to simply slow down the perceptions of life, mm-hmm. and to expand the gap between what happens outside of you and your choice of response to whatever it is that's going outside of you. So we encourage you this morning to read through Philippians 4, 4 through 9, two different times. The first time simply for insight, just to get the mind tuning in to the actual words. That's the physical process of reading. The second time, inviting the Holy Spirit to pop out those themes that will add strength to your journey. The second time is what is for me, Holy Spirit? What is for me in this? And to prayerfully seek that out and then grab that scripture and take it a little bit deeper into the reflection space, which as we reflect on these specific scriptures, there are actually five different themes. It starts out in Philippians 4, verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. So he's setting things up here for the part about anxiety.
Yes.
Because he knows that we will have those in the next 24 hours. There will be something in your life that's going to pop up and slither into your interior castle and start to twist what your soul always knows. I'm safe. God is with me. All things are possible. I've done difficult things before. Mm-hmm. And God has given me the grace to move through, and I'm willing to believe I can do this again. And so in that place of knowing is when that little serpent will slither in and say, did God really say that? Mm-hmm. And that's what we learned about in the garden, that trust trumps fear. Mm-hmm. We'll get that interior talk. Did God really say that? So whatever God has called us to, and in these scriptures, there's five power themes that rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord always in verse 4. In verse 5, let your gentleness be evident to all. How is gentleness possible? When we are rejoicing in the Lord, it is the outcome of rejoicing in the Lord. Gentleness towards yourself, your inner self-talk. You can't give out what you're not nurturing within. And your gentleness flows from that expression and that connection with the Lord, taking time to pause between transitions rather than jumping into our to-do list. A simple practice is just at every transition, before you transition from one activity to the next, to simply pause and invite the power of the Holy Spirit in and just simply say, what would you have me do, Lord? Mm-hmm. And who is the person that you want me to be moving forward into this next moment or activity? Then the gentleness is evident to all. The next stage of that is the setup, the book, the beginning bookend of do not be anxious about anything, but the Lord is near. Let your gentleness be evident to all. Why? How? Because God is with us. That is the way, that is how gentleness spills over, that the Lord is near. And then we flow into do not be anxious about anything, but pray about everything and present everything before God. This is the middle power theme to release anxiety. Yeah. Pray on all occasions. And then the following one, this is the power verse that I have read over and over again and have found so much strength in it, because you can simply take Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 and 9, particularly 8, and spend a lot of time dismantling that to meditate on.
Yeah.
You know, you just breaking those down.
Yeah, those are some powerful bullet points, and they require the presence of the Lord. Many times we try to do that all by ourselves. I've been in anxious situations, and I'm like, okay, calm down. But until I call upon Him, I don't truly get the peace. It's beyond all understanding. And I think that's when we can truly release the anxiety, and then we go into what we need to, and that's that prayer that will change the situation. And I've seen it miraculously done. It's amazing how when you have a trigger, and that trigger stresses you out or causes anxiety, or even prior to doing it. And a lot of times we wait for an aha moment to make to go into this. We can prevent the fight or flight. We know many times when we're going into anxious situations or stressful situations, and we need to rejoice and call on the Lord. And after we rejoice in that situation, we'll have that gentleness and that spirit and that mind of Christ. And then that anxiety releases, and then we're in that prayer mode, and things will truly change. So it's not only just when you're in that situation, it's prior to being in that situation would be helpful to get into that mode too.
That's such a powerful point that you're making there, and an incredible invitation for all of us, because I'm flashing back as you're speaking to when I was training for my black belts. Mm-hmm. And I remember the competition, right? So the competition is what, like an hour long,
right?
Going from different sets. The competition is just one particular event, episode. Right. And in order to be successful in the ring, the training, the hours of training to prepare yourself for the actual event is what determines success or not. And again, this is what Paul speaks about too. You know, physical training does have some value, but spiritual training is what gives us that victory.
Yeah, well, if you think about it, all through the disciples' walk on earth, they were in training with Jesus Christ. Mm. And so during that training, he was training them how to do just what we're talking about, how to be prepared for the fight or flight, how to be prepared for anxiety, how to approach it, how to rejoice in the Lord, how to be gentle, how to pray in all occasions. But what happened was, in that example you used about the boat, that fear set in, and they forgot about all their talk. We do that. We do it. I can name countless times when I've gone into the flesh mode and try to handle it alone. And I have to surrender. And that's what it's all about. So preparing is something that Jesus tried to prepare his disciples for all while he was on earth. You know, he was trying to prepare them to take over and to be able to teach us these things so that we could be better able to handle the stress and the anxiety of the world.
You know, that as I'm looking at our scripture reflections for today, if you back up in Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14, this is kind of speaking to when you have a goal in life, right? Because a lot of times when we farm out our identity to a specific goal or outcome, when we have, and once we have shaken hands, so to speak, with wanting or needing a certain outcome in order to know our worth and value, and that's where stress slithers in, that we have literally attached our sense of identity to our to-do list or to our goal or to our promotion, or to how neat we keep our house, whatever it is, we render ourselves extremely vulnerable to rising and falling depending on how the world judges us at that time. And we'll also get trapped in past failings. And failure is simply a label we place on an undesirable outcome. And so we will walk into situations carrying our bag of failures or right. less than experiences, which literally render us as prey. The devil prowls around like a roaring lion, and he knows our triggers, right? So here, we back it up here in Philippians, as I'm looking down at my Bible that my dog ripped up and it's taped back together here.
I'm looking to get some word too.
Exactly. He definitely digested the word of God. No doubt about that. My sweet husband taped it all back together for me. So as I'm looking at this patchy page on Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14, not that I've already obtained all this. God knows we're not perfect. Jesus Christ died for us when we were still sinners. This is part of the training, though, but this is what I do. I press on to take hold of that which Christ Jesus has taken hold of me. Part of that pressing on is a training. It's an intention. It's a conscious forward action steps to take hold of all that Jesus Christ has taken hold of us for. Not that we've already taken hold of it, but one thing. This is what he's saying here. One thing I do, I forget what is behind and strain toward what is ahead. I press on to the goal, toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. Part of this prize is the peace that passes all human understanding.
Yes.
So this is linking the two. So this is Philippians 3 verses 12 through 14 and jumping to Philippians 4, which is our readings today, 4 through 7 here. Do not be anxious about anything. How do I do that? I press on toward the goal to grab hold of all that God has already grabbed a hold of me for. So again, it's that interior dialogue that gives us that ability to identify and adjust those behaviors which do not offer us the opportunity to be able to lean back into God and experience that peace that passes all human understanding. Know this, you know you have an attachment to something outside of you when a negative emotion is flared up. When something happens in life and you get a negative emotion, there is some form of attachment that's involved and an opportunity for growth and release. Because God calls us up and out of those experiences that spin us out of that inner peace. And it's very easy in our lives when things are going our way to rejoice in the Lord in verse 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord. Yeah, that's so easy. When things are going your way, you know, and then you get the phone call, like when I was going through cancer, are you sitting down? Everything was going okay, just okay, because I was going through the experience of divorce at the same time. And then I got the call with the cancer, and it's easy to literally throw in the towel and say, forget it. My life is over as I know it, and we can become bitter and attached to needing our lives to be a certain way. And Jesus is calling us out of that. So whatever your circumstance is today, when life doesn't show up the way you expect it to, that is the power and the opportunity.
Yeah, it's those affirmations that we say to ourselves. It's not, you know, this is when I think those verbal affirmations help. Speaking God's word on situations is so powerful. We don't realize how powerful that is. And we speak those words against situations, especially in times of trouble. It's amazing how things change. Yes, that situation may still be apparent, but what happens as a result of that situation changes dramatically. I've gotten bad news, and I have, in the midst of bad news, praise the Lord and thanked him for the way he had let that go. You know, losing my mother was one of the biggest
events in my life, and my father, for that fact, the parents. In losing them, I had to speak thankfulness that they knew Christ in this life, and knowing and thankfulness that I will see them again. And it's amazing the ease of pain that happened as a result of me speaking that regularly, especially when I got down and looking at it, that when things remind me of them, it's a good thing, because it reminds me of their being a part of my life, a part of how I was brought up. So I think that we need to speak affirmations when we're in times of trouble. Yeah, I may not, it's not going to bring them back, of course, but it will help you live their legacy and live the life that they've given you. So I think that's
such a powerful practice.
Yeah.
It's speaking, literally speaking the word of God. Mm-hmm. So simply just taking our scriptures from this morning, choose a scripture and speak it into your life this week, mm-hmm. and memorize it. The more you memorize and store the word of God in your heart, I can assure, I was just telling a group this yesterday, the more you memorize and store the word of God in your heart, the more resources the Holy Spirit has. It's a collaborative experience. He'll pull up those verses. When like in your situation, I'm sure that there were times when you were in deep grief, and all of a sudden, like a verse would come out of nowhere, right?
Right. Or even a vision, or I'd see someone that may have it worse than me sometimes, and I'd say, you know what? Or I read about how someone was brought up, and it just changed my thought process. And I know that was God. I know God was saying, look, and all I blessed you with, the time they were here, the learnings that they gave you, the love they showed you. Man, and to think about that, if I had only had it a day, it would have been so well worth what some other people are given. So it shows you how to really be thankful and grateful and have great gratitude, which is so important as well.
And even taking that right there and asking the Holy Spirit for perspective.
Yes.
Because I've done that before, and wow, that's a powerful Earth School experience, because you will be in the midst of your situation, say, please give me perspective. And then all of a sudden, I remember going through this with the cancer. I was put in a situation where a mother was going through watching her child go through cancer. Mm-hmm. When I was going through cancer, and then I saw that, and I started to rejoice and praise God that it was me and not any of my kids. So it changed my entire perspective. In the midst of praying for this person and their situation, it's perspective that pulls us in and out of ourselves. So don't be afraid to ask for it. Mm-hmm. Please give me perspective so that I can have a grateful heart in my situation. This is also very powerful in the midst of lack and scarcity models and programs that we bring with us in life that lead to fear around finances. And that's a whole other Bible study. But in terms of just bringing it all before the Lord and asking for perspective, so we can step into rejoicing in the Lord, having that gentleness return, releasing the anxiety, the ability to pray, and to meditate on what is good, right, true, beautiful, excellent, praiseworthy. Those are those power themes that will allow us to do that. So there's a simple activity that we can do when we do get spun. And it's an EFT methodology of simply tapping on points on your body that basically give a message to the body of relaxation. So when you pair your stressor with this tapping on these certain particular points in your body, you neutralize the negative emotional flare-up associated with what is stressing you out. So for example, let's say that someone in the office said to you that really spun you. Let's say you gave a presentation and you heard someone make a cutting comment, and all of a sudden you were just flared up, and rather than just staying in gratitude, thank you God for giving me the grace to do my best and release, you gave power to whatever the statement was and your body got involved. So your heart rate starts to go up, you start to ruminate, the stress hormone is released in the body. You can't think straight. You get out of executive thinking. You shoot back into the limbic system, which causes the restriction in the brain, and we become less intelligent. So how do we get out of that? Because it manifests in the body, it's very essential to be able to address it in the body. So the next time you feel that quick and 125 thousandths of a second flare up because you are triggered by something and you've been threatened by something, simply tap on this certain points in your body. And basically I will put up a one sheet with this specific Bible study that will show you, as well as a video that will demonstrate this particular technique. But just for the sake of today's Bible study, you would simply tap on the side of your hand, that it's called the karate chop point, which is the soft part of your hand by your pinky, with your opposite hand and your four fingers, simply tapping as you would say, even though I was completely spun by what my coworker said about my presentation, I am willing to deeply and completely love and accept myself. And I choose to give God more authority within me than to this circumstance. I choose to release the anxiety and surrender my frustration to God. Jesus, help me to return to peace that passes all human understanding, and grant me the grace to think about the things that are good, right, true, beautiful, and praiseworthy. So I'm speaking this. You can speak any prayer with this. The key part is the setup statement. Even though this happened, as you're tapping, I am willing to deeply and completely love and accept myself. There is always shame and judgment that goes along with the anxiety of fear, doubt, and worry. So to offer that grace to yourself and to all concerned helps the body to relax and give you the opportunity to surrender all to God. So it's getting the body out of the way and relaxed so that your spirit can shine. Mm-hmm. So this is just, we're going to be incorporating in these Bible studies specific techniques to be able to help you get your body in a place of calm and neutrality and mindful living so that the spirit can shine. And so this is one of those powerful techniques that you can apply. So we'll have some resources below that you can tap on to click on to be able to learn more about this specific technique. Did you have anything to say on that?
No, I know that tapping is amazing, and it's about getting to those pressure points in your body that can relieve stress, and it's a beautiful technique for being able to alleviate stress. So I encourage it, and I think it takes practice like everything else, right? It takes and it actually takes the mindset of doing, the mindset of applying what you learn. So yeah, I think it's really wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Great. So we'll have this down there. There's also the one sheet that has a couple more integrating and action steps that you can take. One is to write down your answers to the learning section in terms of what verse popped out to you that the Holy Spirit says, hey, this is for you. Store this within your heart. Perhaps it's Philippians 4:6. Don't be anxious about anything, but pray about everything. So just simply writing that down on an index card and proclaim, as Dr. Stella was saying, proclaim it. Mm-hmm. This week, I choose to respond with pause and prayer when I feel spun in the midst of an Animal Planet moment, and you being more intentional to your responses to allow God's presence and wisdom to drop in. And then just practice the EFT tapping. Perhaps those are your two takeaways for today. But I'm going to close in prayer real quick, and you could take this along with you on your journey, and may God give you the grace and the favor to be able to apply and step into and pray into your life, pray in these scriptures into your life to not be anxious about anything, to have the grace of rejoicing in all circumstances and letting your gentleness be evident to all, and be able to think about what is good, right, true, beautiful, excellent, and praiseworthy. Dear Lord, I want to be more relaxed. Give us the grace to be a more relaxed version of who we are in this world. Help us to pause in transition, to slow life down so that we can become the observer and step off the stage of drama in our lives, so that we could stop casting ourselves in the drama and simply step off the stage to observe you and the different places that we can add your presence in our words, thoughts, deeds, and actions. Help us to be gentle and kind because of who you're calling us to be, not because of the fact that other people are kind and gentle. Give us the grace to resist the urge to give so much power to circumstance to define our worth and value, including our to-do list. We so attach ourselves to our to-do list. Help us to know that we are enough in you. And as St. Teresa of Avila said, those who have God find they lack nothing. We are enough because of who you are in us and through us. So flood our mind with good character so that we gravitate toward those things in life that give you glory over giving ourselves glory. Grant us the grace to overcome ourselves. Untie the knot of selfish ambitions and vain conceits, and have your way with us in spite of ourselves, so that we can experience the peace and confidence that passes all human understanding. We pray in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus, for loving us.
Amen.
Amen.
Have a great day out
there. So visit us at edgegodin.com, and we appreciate you and your desire to edge God back into your words, thoughts, deeds, and actions.